Apple doesn't want your personal health data getting passed on to marketers and beyond.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. In a digital world where our personal data is sometimes passed around like popcorn at the stadium, Apple is getting stricter. The Financial Times and The Guardian newspapers are reporting that Apple has told its developers they cannot sell to third parties health data generated by its devices. The tightening of privacy rules comes as Apple is preparing to launch an updated operating system and a new platform for health and fitness. Kate Davidson has been looking into this for us. Kate, good morning.
Good morning, David.
What is driving this?
Apple has reportedly updated its rulebook, also known as the iOS Developer Program License Agreement. Now it basically says, if you make an app that's going to tap into people's health data through our new HealthKit platform, you can only use that data for health and fitness services. You can't sell it to an advertiser who's going to create targeted ads for weight loss products or exercise equipment. And this could be a little jab at Google, which is famous for targeted ads.
This also shows how much the health side of these digital applications has grown.
I know, right? I can't actually see you right now, David, but you could very well be wearing one of those bracelets that tracks your every step. I mean, this stuff is everywhere. Apple's new health app is going to help iPhone users track their heart rate, calories burned, blood pressure, and also help centralize data from other apps. So the App Store isn't just for angry birds anymore, and this shift to the health data biz comes with a lot of privacy issues. Of course, Apple's not alone. Google recently created its own Google Fit platform.
Any indication how much of that health data is getting passed around?
Well, there are clues. The Federal Trade Commission looked at 12 health and fitness apps earlier this year. It found data from those apps was disseminated to 76 third parties.
Kate Davidson in the Marketplace Washington Bureau. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Alibaba, known as the Amazon of China or the PayPal of China or the eBay of China, is going public this month, and it may be the largest new offering of stock in U.S. history. And as any company must, Alibaba will be doing what's called a roadshow, where executives meet with investors to gin up interest. But as Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports, this roadshow will be different.
Alibaba wants to raise $20 billion. And usually a roadshow does a tour of U.S. cities to raise money, but this time everyone wants a piece.
They're going to travel to 100 meetings in three continents over the span of 2 weeks leading up to this.
Matt Turlip is with financial data firm Privco. In an unusual move, Alibaba is using a multitude of banks to offer its shares instead of concentrating power in just a few. Max Wolf is with Manhattan Venture Partners.
They're going to need a lot of people out there generating excitement and selling it because they have to place a lot of shares.
Another unusual thing, most companies on their roadshows field questions about themselves.
The relationship with the Chinese government as a huge part of that economy is certainly something I think investors will be asking the roadshow about.
John Brigginshaw is a lecturer at UCLA's Haas School of Business. He says some investors will be suspicious of how the Chinese government might influence the company or shareholders' rights. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
The city of Nashville's urban core is bubbling over with growth, bumping up land prices, and gobbling up parking spots. For business owners, this means parking lots are becoming increasingly unaffordable. Enter, on the wings of supply and demand, valet parking companies. WPLN's Bobby Allen reports.
Hello, ma'am. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Tyler Ross is a musician who parks cars in his spare time and for spare change. And he looks like the quintessential valet guy. Shaved head, polo shirt, khakis, and Ray-Bans to shield the beating sun. We just hopped in a car outside of a restaurant.
Gonna try to pull this car out in some traffic and get as quick as I can down to the lot so I can run back.
What kind of car are we in right now?
Maserati.
A Maserati. Pretty sweet. Or is it?
It's always funny because you're like, oh, you park like Mercedes and BMWs, and I'm like, yeah, like I park 100 of those. They're not nice anymore, you know? I park Aston Martins and, you know, Bentleys.
Records show that the number of valets in this city is on track to triple from just a couple years ago. This means big business for lot owners. They charge valet companies for space.
If you own a parking lot, it's a license to print money. Had to do all over again, I probably would be in a different business, it looks like.
That's David Purcell. He recently opened a burger joint, and while planning it, parking wasn't at the forefront of his mind. He now realizes that hiring a valet is essential. Fred Kane is a land broker with the real estate company Cassidy Turley. He recently sold a downtown property to investors.
I go, guys, this is the last $20 a foot dirt in Nashville. Now the stuff around there is 90 to 100.
Here's how it works. When a restaurant applies for a permit from the city, the owners have to show how they're going to supply parking. Right now, Kane says you need one space per 1,000 square feet, which isn't very much. But still,
where are you going to get those parking spots?
That's when restaurant owners hand city officials their valet contract.
Okay, now that you'll get your restaurant permit. But they're not going to give you those permits to have that business unless you can park it.
And with every contract, another valet worker gets a gig. In Nashville, I'm Bobby Allen for Marketplace.
And Google has confirmed it has joined the technological drones race with Amazon and is itself working to develop pilotless aircraft to deliver packages. Project Wing, it's called. Google's been doing test flights in Australia using drones to ferry around candy bars, dog treats, and water to farmers. Probably not lots of water to irrigate a field or anything, but some water. The U.S. government is reviewing the rules for commercial drone flights, which are technically not permitted by the FAA now. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.